We have a lot to cover today, Rabbi Yisai. We're going to try to do as much as we can and continue Shimon HaMayrif, and we'll probably end up continuing this before every Mayrif until Tisha B'Av. But at least we'll try to do as much as we can today. Okay, so everyone is familiar with the fact that there are different halachas of Avelus, different things that we refrain from, from Shavuot to the Tammuz, in what we call 3 weeks, and from Rosh Chodesh Av, in what we call the 9 days. First thing I want to try to do today is to differentiate between things that come from Dinei HaMishnah, things that come from Dinei HaGemara, right? Even within Chazal, there are things in the Mishnah, there are things in the Gemara, not that there are halachic differences, but still source-wise, and then Minhagim that are brought in Rishonim, and then Minhagim that are brought in Achrayim. So these are 4 different levels, and again, just source-wise, the different levels of sources could be that once we get out of the Gemara, down to the Rishonim, and Rishonim down to the Achrayim, it's good to always know what's where, not because we have to take anything lightly in any case, but still, what is the level of a Makir is something that has some role to play. So where does this whole thing start from? Where does the concept of any kind of Avelus prior to Tisha B'Av come from? Because of course, on Tisha B'Av we know where we are halachas. We have the same 5 inuyim as Yom Kippur, along with many Dinei Avelus, which are not on Yom Kippur. But where is the source of anything happening before Tisha B'Av at all, leading up to Tisha B'Av? So it starts from a Mishnah in Tainis. The Mishnah in Tainis says, Mishanichnas Av, as of when Av has entered, meaning, Chodesh Av it would seem, later we'll see if there's anything beyond that, Mematin B'Simcha. Number one, first halacha on the subject is Mishanichnas Av, Mematin B'Simcha. We minimize our joy. Number one. And then, Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'Av Liyos Pesaycha. Meaning, the week that Tisha B'Av falls in. The week of Tisha B'Av. The week of Tisha B'Av. Meaning, starting from the Sunday before Tisha B'Av. Also, it's forbidden to do some more things. Milasapir, meaning, to take your haircuts. Umilachabes. Machabes is referring to washing clothing, laundry, right? The week that Tisha B'Av comes out in, we're taking out another 2 things right here. The Saper with Machabes, that's 2, according to the Mishnah. So again, we had first the Master Mesimcha, that started from Mishchadish. Then we have the Saper with Machabes, and all the 2 halachas that are Negea to Shavua Shechal by Tisha B'Av. And then we have Erev Tisha B'Av. Erev Tisha B'Av. Loi yoichal odem shnei tavshilim. Person should not eat 2 cooked dishes. And now this is explained to be referring to the Siddur Mafsekas. And loi yoichal botov leishtei yayin. One should not eat meat or drink wine at the Siddur Mafsekas. This year this is not going to be negaya. You can gezuntaheit eat botov yayin at Siddur Mafsekas this year. Gezuntaheit lechatchila, even if you never do it. There's no issue with it at all. And I will see more about that, Be'ez Hashem. Again, this year being the year that Tisha B'Av is Chal B'Shabbos, we can have both of the Yayin Gezuntahet.
Both of the Yayin Gezuntahet. That's in the Mishnah.
That's what it is the Mishnah. The Mishnah. Okay. Now, the first bit halacha of the Mishnah, again, we're not going to stop here and start getting into the Mishnah, but I just want to make this one point so we make sure that we get a tight. Some types, and later we'll discuss this a little further. The first halacha in the Mishnah was the matim b'simcha. You minimize simcha. Does that have any kind of definition at all? But what does that mean to minimize simcha? So the Me'iri on the Mishnah there brings that the pshat is, this is referring to shem ira le'simchas nisuin. This is his example. If there's a chasana going on in Chodesh Av, memayit b'simcha sachopa. You minimize some of the simcha that there is at the chuppah, meaning at the chasana. The ain't so chleim of a simchas mereyus, meaning it's not a chasana, it's just some hanging around with friends, a social thing, definitely would minimize the joy in such a situation. The kol shekem b'sha'ol simchas shol yishus. And definitely in other kinds of simchas shol yishus, it would minimize some of the celebration and the joy going on at such type of occasions, which, again, the mashmos, or what this Meiri is saying is, that we're talking about a minimizing of simcha, right? If we're going to follow what the Meiri is saying over here, he's not saying there isn't any simcha, he's saying there is simcha, but you're minimizing it, right? Meaning, whatever is the norm, you're doing less than the norm. Right? You got that diuk? We got the diuk right there. We're not erasing simcha. On the contrary, he's speaking of joyous occasions, which will continue to happen, but they're going to be minimized relative to the norm in such type of joyous occasions. Later, we will see him at the Shem Logan Avrom, who brings the Pesach to Megillah, and we'll see whether that stems with this. But for now, this is a Pirush of one of the Rishonim right on this Mishnah, and so that'll be enough for now. So this is the Mishnah. So what did we get in the Mishnah? We got the Matzim B'Simcha from the Shvedish. We got the Safer L'Chabes, which becomes a problem at Shavuot Shechalbol. And then we got the Suda Mafsekes, which speaks of Nati Ichnei Tavshilim. Nobody ever expanded that halacha beyond Suda Mafsekes. And then we have Lo Yechal Bosel Yishtayayim, which everyone knows it is expanded, but as of now, that's the Mishnah is talking about at the Suda Amafsakis only. Okay, now let's take this to the Gemara. This is the Mishnah. The Gemara is on the Chof Tesam and Beis and Tainus, on that same Mishnah, who adds in that Gemara one other halacha that doesn't appear at all in the Mishnah. Besides any definitions of the things that are in the Mishnah, there's something in there that's not in the Mishnah, and that's an additional halacha, and that is Bar Yisroel, the Islay Dino Bahabi Nochri, a Yid who has some kind of a case or a lawsuit or something going on with a Goy, the Shtamik Mirabov, the Reyam Azlay, should stay away from him and Ov, because Reyam Azlay and Ov, which is another halacha which comes from the beginning of Chodesh Av until Tisha B'Av, again, there was no hint at this in the Mishnah, and this is in the Gemara. And it's actually a different kind of halacha altogether, as you see, Reya Mazle. Right? This is not something that was even spoken of in the Mishnah. The Mishnah spoke of halachas that have to do with Averus, halachas of refraining from various things because of our sadness. That's not what this is about. So this is something completely additional to what was in the Mishnah. Okay. So that's one Gemara. So far we have the Mishnah in Tainus and the Gemara in Tainus for this edition. Now there's one more point, which comes from a different Gemara, not in Tainus, but in Yevamos. Gemara in Yevamos are from Gimel Amud Aleph. The Tanya, the bright one. Koidim hazman hazeh, yeah? Before this time, mematin be'iskehen, meliso militen. There's a bunch of halachas there, we should pay attention to them because we're going to have to deal with them halachically, yeah? Mematin be'iskehen miliso militen, meaning, we do less business, me live in the Vilintoya, less building and planting. Uma arson, we do make arson, avaloi kainson, no nisuin, right? No nisuin in these days. The ain oisin sudas arison, and you can't make a sudas arison either, meaning, even though you can make an arison, but you can't make a sudas arison, right? And this is talking about Misha Nichnasov, that's what these halachas are, Misha Nichnasov. So therefore, and it says, koidem hazman hazeh, it's talking about before Eretz Yisrael and before Shavuot Shechalbay, earlier on, starting from the beginning of the month and on, we have these halachas in the Gemara. So the Gemara added a bunch of halachas, the Shem the Braisa, which we refrain from Rish Chodesh of and further. And so once again, less business, less building and planting, no nisuim, and no sudas erisim. Yeah? That's Misha Nichnas Ov. The Meiri and Tainus, this was in Yevamos, but the Meiri and Tainus brings this Gemara in Yevamos, he brings it, and he brings that the Pirush is that we're talking about binyan and netil shel simcha. Right? We're not talking about stam that we build less and plant less. Planting a tree is not the issue. Right? Even building stam a house is not either the issue. The Me'iri brings, and again, the Makir of this is not the Me'iri, okay, this is a Gemara in Megillah, third Gemara that flies in here, that Gemara of Titus, Gemara of Yevamos, and one of Megillah explains this Braisa, and says, speaks of Binyan Shal Simcha, and it says, what is a Binyan Shal Simcha? But again, the Me'iri says, Binyan and Yitiel Shal Simcha is the only thing that's a problem. The Gemara in Megillah explains that a Binyan Shal Simcha is Bina Beis Chasmus Lebenoi. The Tiel Shal Simcha is Nekea Aburniki, which is a tree which is made for shade because it has a good shade in it, and the kings these see this was a royal type of thing. This was called an Atiyah Shal Simcha. It was made to luxury, right? Luxurious purposes. We wanted to sit out under a tree for shade purposes. They had these special trees which was used for kings, and this should not be done in Chodesh Av. And he says, the fact that you can't make a party for an Erison, you can't make a Suda, but you can make an Erison, why is that? Shema Yikad Menu Acha. And therefore, this is true even on Tisha B'Av. One can make a Suda on Tisha B'Av, and anyone who needs one should have some heaven. You can make a Suda even on Tisha B'Av. Shema Yikad Menu Acha. So we don't take any chances with that. We'll make the Suda. The party will be a different day. We'll make a party on Tisha B'Av, and not either a party in the 9 days. So far, that's what we have so far. Later, probably not today. We probably won't get to this today. We'll have some more discussion on Sudas Harris.
Sudas Harris is more defined, not an actual
Sudas. So over here, we're not talking necessarily about, you know, fleshic issues or things like that. It's just the Sudas itself, no matter what that Sudas is.
Thing, but if Shemek Menachar is, Rosa, you don't make a party. Right. The Sudas Harris is just to effectuate the...
But as of now, the way it seems, you can't have any Suda. You can have an Eretz without any Suda. Mm-hmm. Right? And then you'll have the Suda afterwards, right? Okay. So I didn't intend to get into this, Lamaisa. Is that what you're bringing up when we're talking about a Suda or a Kedushin?
No, just the Rav was saying that you make the Suda later.
You can't make anything with Shabbos. That again, let's follow the pastures right now. You can't make any Suda. You're thinking about Shaduchim and Ishaduchim, so the Maitre always want to say Shaduchim and Ishkinsimcha Bechlau, Ishkinsimcha Shalmitzvah, Ashidus Mitzvah, what would even be an issue? Yeah, why should you make it? But that's later a discussion. But there is, the Achreinim bring clearly that Tzidat Shaduchim is also a Mitzvah, because the Shidduch is a Mitzvah, you're not supposed to make Kedushin without Shaduchim. So don't listen to them, and we're not going to, but there's no parties going on in the 9 days for these kind of binyan. Unless, as we'll see later, there is a discussion back and forth in the place, but for now, we took the Gemara at its surface level. Okay, so we have so far Medina the Masnisan, and we have Medina the Gemara. Now, we're going to move on to the Rishonim. But the Rishonim, in order to go on to the Dinam of the Rishonim, the first halacha to touch on, that's in the Rishonim, we need to touch on the Yerushalmi first. And the reason why I'm not saying that this is the Rechalal, as we'll see, there are various interpretations to what even is the subject of the Yishalmi is discussing. But let's see. Yishalmi Psochim. State of the Amr of the Ira. Nashio, the women. The Nahagon the Lui, when Mishtaye, Min the Ov Olil, Minik. This is the way we have the Yishalmi. This is the way we have the Yishalmi. Again, I'm going to repeat the words first, and then we'll see what we're going to teach it, because the teach is a massive machloek of what to do with it. No homo. Nashio, women, this part is simple. The nago de loy lemishtaye. I'll to see what that means. They have a minute, not to do something. Mindo of olu, someone, Chodesh Av comes in. Minute, it's a minute. Meaning, it's a legitimate, valid minute, and it should be treated seriously and respected. So what is that? So the Mephoshe Yishalmi, if you look in the Yishalmi, the way we have it, and you look there, the animation, the carbonate, the regular Mephoshe on the Yishalmi, they say that Loila Mishtaye is the loss of Shefi. Shefi Ve'era, right? Which means not to weave. So if women have a minig not to weave from the beginning of Chodesh Av, and they're very excited about saying, that therefore that's why it's the women who have the minig. Because they're the ones who usually will be misasik with weaving. So if these women don't have a minig not to do any weaving in Chodesh Av, okay. But the Maril, and also Tisha B'Av, Maril, Moshtei Tzachos, a big Ashkenaz Shoinim and Ashkenaz, and where many Minhagim come from. And the Maril says as follows. Mishanichnas Ov, Mematim Basimcha, he starts off with the Roshna Mishnah, Lefikoch, he brings a bunch of halachas here, which we are familiar with these, because this is us. Lefikoch, Yesh Ein Oichlem Boso Ve'ein Shoisin Yayin. Min Aleph Ov, Ad Yud Ba'ov. There are people who don't eat meat or drink wine from the Shchay Dishom until Yud Av. Kidom, Avi Yishalmi, like Yishalmi says, Amar Rav Zeiro, the Nagino, the Loi Lishtrik Yayin, Min Aleph Ov. So now, Loi Lamishti, they don't translate that this is about weaving. He translates that as to drinking. They don't drink. Don't drink what? So he says, Loi Lishtrik Yayin. There are women who have a meaning that there's no drinking of wine at that time. And he ends off by saying, Omer Reb Chanina. I don't know if he had this in the Yishalmi or wherever he found this. We don't have it in the Yishalmi or wherever it is. He has it either in the Yishalmi or outside the Yishalmi. Kol Elo Hadvorim Minig Rabbeinu, Hakimet Shenoa Gukein, Al Titoish Teiras Imecho, your mother, who's your mother? Shehem Rabbeinu Neche Nefesh. Meaning, this is the meaning. According to this Yerushalmi, comes to this Yerushalmi, we don't drink wine in the 9 days because of this Yerushalmi.
Women don't serve the wine?
Why is it the women? Because right, they're the ones who are cooking, preparing, and serving, or whatever it is, and they don't get involved with meat and wine in these days. The Tarmaniyah Bosor V'yayim, says the Ma'aril. The Ein Simcha Ela B'Bosor V'yayim, and therefore since Mamat and the Simcha, and Simcha comes from Bosa V'yayin, so we stay away from Bosa V'yayin. Hago in the Maril. V'onu neyagim isur Bosa V'yayin min reshchoydish ad mitzvah tishabov. V'reshchoydish gufei osur. Reshchoydish itself is included in this isur. The kol v'noag maril el kol b'nei reinus, meaning the maril ot eingefil, meaning he brought in this meaning. The kol b'nei reinus, wherever he had an influence, and that's still the meaning through that area, not to have any meat or wine from the Shchodesh, including the Shchodesh, through until Yud Av. That is also a Sefer Menhagim is Al Pi Maram Rutenberg, again it's from the time of the Rishonim. And he brings both Kirasoyas in the Yerushalmi. He brings the Shefi part of not weaving in the 9 days, and he brings the part of not drinking wine in the 9 days. Both things are brought. He doesn't see it as a steer. Both are true. Now the truth is, Yerushalmi or not, this minute goes all the way back. That's cool. It goes very, very far back. First of all, the Rambam and Hilchos Tainis Perkei Halacha Vav says as follows: Kvar nohagu Yisrael, sheloi lechoi boso b'shabbos zu. Okay, he's talking about Shavuot Chol V'Tishvos, but he does not eat meat. V'yesh mekoymes shenohagu levatel ashchito meyeshchoidish ad ha'tainis. There should be no shchito from meyeshchoidish all until the tainis. There was no shchito at all. Meaning, not only didn't he eat meat, there wasn't any meat available. The shochet, this was his vacation. No shchito from meyeshchoidish all and weiter, which means even though he originally said only Shavuot Chol, but now he's saying the places, the front of the Shchitah is no Shchitah at all. And the grace my money is there brings, V'chein no'agu b'chol Ashkenaz. V'gam sh'loi lishtes yai. This is the grace my money, which again is also a Nishan. And it says this is the meaning in Ashkenaz. In all of Ashkenaz, not only not to eat meat, but not to drink wine either. Shibali aleket. Again, what are you saying? Brings from Reb Sadia Goyim. This is how far back we're going here. All the way back. Into the Tkufas HaGoyim, he says, "Yeshen is Horin Shaloi Lechoy B'mei Bein Hamitzorim Bosor V'loi Lishtis Yayin." He's even talking about the whole 3 weeks. Yeah, he brings this minute of Hashem of Sadi Goyim. So this is pretty serious. But again, this does not come from the Mishnah and the Gemara. Yeshayimrim, that's the Yerushalmi. Others will fiercely disagree and say it's not the Yerushalmi. But one way or the other, this is a minute that's not in Talmud Bavli on the Mishnah. It comes at least from the Yerushalayim. Some of the Yerushalayim seem to have such an understanding in the Yerushalmi, which others have a hard time with it, and they fiercely disagree. But again, It's a maril, and that's his pshat, even if it is or isn't the pashtus, that can be taken seriously. But either way, again, the meaning that they're all bringing. The way back, not to eat meat or drink wine, at least for the 9 days. Another makar to this whole thing is in the Mordechai, the end of Tainus, where he says, Nohagu Avisena. Nohagu Avisena, he says. Shalei lechol basa velishtis yayin meyir yishchoydesh ve'oleinu lekayim. Diksir v'altite shtei yisimachol. Uposak ravyo, v'yashbat, except shum latuvia, to mutu lechol basa oif, chicken, he says, you could eat, he baskin, fil v'sida machsekes, because, why? Because oif is same ben simcha, he says, ain't simcha lema basa, is referring to basa shlovin, that's behema flesh, but chicken, shouldn't be a problem, he says. Or miu liti band in agin on isa. Meir shchodesh. Afil bosa maluach liyayin toises. Meaning, we don't make all of these chilukim. It's just a broad isa. We don't get any fleshik, so we don't get any hagofim. Af bosa oif also. Ad kan min hogim merabeinu aviho ezri. Zay zoks mer modcha. And therefore, this is basically the way we have it. From shchodesh and on, we eat nothing fleshik and we don't make a bird hagofim. There's Oshri over there in Dinus who says, Alpha Pisha Matei Halocha Mashma, the Mutu Lecha Bussidim Afsek is Bosa Maliach, or Bosa Oif is Rodogi, Velishti Siai Megitoi, what Yai Megitoi calls Masha Tesis, meaning it's not finished fermenting yet. Kamokim, Ein Lochi Lashis Ken. First of all, it's not proper, and then he says, the Isura Nami Inka. Mishim Alpita Shtei Simecha. It's an Isra, because of Alpita Shtei Simecha, it's a serious thing. This is the meaning that Klal Yisrael has had all over the place for a long time. Earlier on, he also brings the same words that were in the Mordechem, Nag of Yisrael, Shalei Lechel Bosa Velu Yish Tesyayin, Nisha Nichnas Yishchei Disho, Ve'ein Omu Rashoin V'Shamas. You have no ability to change this at all. So, again, a very broad array of Yishonim, who again, with or without the Yishalmi, most of them don't actually mean Yishalmi, but with or without the Yishalmi, they say clearly that you cannot eat meat or drink wine in the 9 days. By the way, sort of interesting question that some people may, sometimes it may occur to somebody, I don't know if it's ever happened to anybody, but if somebody, let's say, has a piece of meat in front of him somehow, whatever reason, and he makes a shahakam, and then he goes, oops, it's 9 days. You don't eat in the 9 days. What should he do? He makes a bayfiyat gofen, and he realizes, hey, that's easier to happen. Like, fleshings, what do you have? Fleshings, you know, you having to pull out some kokos from the freezer, let's say, or something. And also he realizes, in 9 days, you already made a shakal on it. You made a gofen already online. What should you do? Now, Volkman, this chuvus, says on both of them, you tell him, enough to be able to have a grocha, and you can't get back to him. His point is not only because he can't have a grocha of atola, and it's a minute against a grocha of atola, but it's also because he doesn't feel like you were over. By the Ima, because it doesn't go far enough anyway. He says you basically were yoter all sides by having the most minimal te'ima, by the Bichas Hanen, and there's enough even on a mashu. So you have a mashu of wine, a mashu of meat. Good. Very good. You covered your brother. At the same time, still you weren't even over before on the takon. Of course, we don't have to even eat a small amount, but he doesn't have a very big problem with it. Okay.
So why the Yakin Cholos?
So that's a good question. That's a very serious question. Very serious question. Again, adults have no habit to eat cholent on Friday afternoon, and children, it depends. Moshe and the Zalman have discussions about this. Moshe says he doesn't see what's the habit for kids. Kids are the same as adults. But Lanaisa, he ends up saying, and this is what Shlomo Zalman also says, he says, kids, that's their Shabbos Surah. In other words, this is what every week, when do they eat their Shabbos Surah? They eat the Shabbos Surah before the father goes to Shul, let's say, or whatever it is. Their Shabbos Surah is earlier on, so this is the Shabbos Surah. So maybe it's not because they're kids, he says, but this is the Shabbos Surah of these kids. So maybe that's the Hetzer. But otherwise, we don't have any Hetzer to eat twice for somebody else.
Thursday night.
Yeah, Thursday night, he's looking at Hetzer. The Shai Lays, what's the Hetzer? He chomped the whole Thursday night, yeah.
Don't surprise him, at least some of them stand from Shul Chicago,
Yeah. And we said, yeah, in the Hanami. Now again, they're not following the Rambam even. Again, they're not following the Maril. Okay, they don't follow the Maril, as we'll see, right, in general. But the Rambam is the one who they usually do follow. And in this case, they're not following the Rambam, who says, yesh. Well, the Rambam leaves leeway, because he says, yesh noyagim, to do it this way. It's not very common in the Rambam to do those kind of things. Here's a yesh nagin to put the shaykhet away for a week, but they're not following that. But yeah, the ma'ir was not their minhagim. But all of the minhagim that we saw, as we'll see, are all Ashkenazish minhagim.
Mechaber
doesn't pass them that there's any such thing. So that's why they have an easy time. At the same time, I want to point out and try to be careful here and not get whatever, but there are some who brazenly, I would say, criticized Ashkenazish and Hagim on the 9 days in various eifanim of poking fun. It's very clear that these are very old menhagim. It doesn't matter that others have other menhagim, bruchim yiyu, but chas v'sholem to criticize the menhagim that we have going back 1,000 years, yeah, back to Sadi Goyen, the Cholo, and if people don't like it, they can move out of town and go into the midbar until Ashkenazim are finished doing the menhagim with the after the Shabbat. First of all, let's make this clear. If somebody brings in Shabbos early and therefore ends up eating their Shabbos, the following
Shabbos.
Shabbos.
Yeah,
people who eat their Shabbos, again, nobody eats their Shabbos before Shabbos unless the kids go to sleep.
I'm talking about
older adults. Okay, right, that's the Shabbos. That's the Pashto, it's the same halacha. That's the same halacha. Okay, it's from Plag and on. I don't see how you can have a Shabbos in the Plag.
This is what happened at 6 o'clock.
I don't know what time plug is, but we're going to say it could be problematic.
I don't know.
Okay, bring it up later. Yeah. Okay, so that's that. Now, let's move on to another halacha. Now, really, Yeroy, she also lechabes, it's also to wash clothing. Meirish Chodesh of Ad Acher Hatainis Lo'olam V'gam Lo'y Lechabes V'lo'y Lirchotz. Yeah, in other words, not to wash clothing or wash one's body. V'chein Osa Maril Litin B'godim La'koyves Gam Birish Chodesh Ov. This is what the Yishenim constantly are stressing. The Chodesh, one would definitely feel like the Chodesh should somehow be an exception to all this. The Chodesh. So they stress Sayalagabe fleshix and wine, and Sayalagabe laundry, eschoidus, is one of the 9 days. Chaintim still in Rechitzo, the Sefer Rekeach, again, Rekeach, famous Yishin, Shay eschoidus, Beisir Rechitzo, Kilacho. So we have wine, we have laundry, and we have showers, and all of these things. It says clearly eschoidus is included as one of the 9 days.
But you do Chitzo, you said the showers.
Rather than
baths,
yeah, there doesn't seem to be any distinction about that, unless, again, this is not going to be our subject really tonight much, but here in America they have understood a certain amount of distinction which the Beile HaPoyskim Rosh HaYeshivas of the previous generation have been matir showers to a certain degree by drawing a very clear distinction between what is meant to literally, in a limited fashion, wash off sweat, which is making one uncomfortable, and between enjoying a shower, which goes beyond washing off anything. But if you're washing off dirt or sweat, yeah, that's something that over here in this country, that distinction has been drawn. I think the reason it wasn't drawn earlier is because it wasn't common for people to do those kind of things, and therefore we have a certain level of Pinuk today and a certain regilus which wasn't a geya. In early days, people didn't have running water in the houses. But I mentioned in Yankiv, this is what they spoke about. Stop parenthetically, don't tell anybody I told you. But yeah, just between us over here. But when Stolner Rebbe moved to Atisil, and he had a meeting with a bunch of his poskim in the Kehillah, the Rabbonim there, and he brought up several halachas which he thought needed to be thought about, and one of them was this. He said that in America they've come to a certain understanding of this distinction of enjoying a shower, enjoying a bath, enjoying anything, and just washing off sweat, and it's something they think that's worth them thinking about and figuring out how much of a distinction maybe they can make. Because over there, again, for the same reason, because they're they're not so much like that, or they weren't. Again, I think all changed a lot in the last 30 years since I was there. But that was something that was discussed. Yeah.
No, I don't know. So the question is, the distinction should be made to the extent that if you can take a shower to not enjoy that it's more of a heter in the United States, or it's the same thing?
I'm not saying that it's heter in the United States. I'm saying the United States is where the place came under Rosh Yeshiva seem to have understood this distinction very clearly because of the matter that it was here. If you live somewhere else, I'm not saying that there's not the same distinction. It's just not something maybe that was as common for them to notice. No. But over here, it's been very common and it's clearly noticed.
Right, but I'm saying that because it's like that, though, it's more of a time to say that if you can take a regular shower that you're not specifically enjoying, there's more of a time that you can do it.
More here than other places?
If the distinction in here, in the United States, is because there is an issue of enjoying a shower, enjoying a bath.
As opposed to?
Some.
Right.
Then if that's the regular shower that you're enjoying, then you can actually take a non-enjoyable shower more easily because
you're... In other words, you're saying if you're not doing your regular shower, it makes it easier.
More of a time to say that.
I'm not sure that that's the shower. I think it's more of a shower, like I said. It's a functional question. What's going on here? What are you actually doing? If you're washing off sweat, it's going to naturally be a shorter shower. What are you doing after the sweat is off? Why are you still in there? Right? And that distinction can be drawn anywhere. I don't know that it's necessarily would cause a difference in your regular shower. It's more, I think, it defines completely differently the function of what's going on.
Also,
there's going to be
comment and
silence? That goes into the same question. In other words, what's necessary? In other words, the real question is, again, I'll speak for myself right now, and I think everyone in this room will, not everyone, but probably many people in this room will understand. Sometimes taking a cold shower is something you're just not willing to do because it's an evening to you and you can't deal with it. So a lot of people feel like, well, he's going to suffer because he's not going to suffer. He's going to suffer this or that, but not everybody. People are seriously very turned off by trying to take a cold shower. They're jumping up and down. They can't deal with it. Right? So I don't know that an akuda is that it has to be cold, as opposed to the idea that there's no mukim to do anything that's additional for enjoyment. And so if you can't deal with the cold shower, you can make it as warm as you need to be able to warm, wash off the sweat and get out.
How many parents have not had the case yelling at their kids, come on, hurry up that shower, stop using up all the hot water.
Okay, and again, because people don't want to go into cold showers. No, and again, I don't want to make a cloud.
Because they're busy enjoying the shower.
There are individuals who do appreciate cold showers, and not only because of the law, that's what they like, and that doesn't say, hey, brew from you. And by the way, that doesn't mean they can't take a shower, because they like cold showers. It's great. The question is, again, the distinction is, what is going on here? This shechitza here is bathing, or the shechitza is washing off sweat? That's the distinction I believe.
So could it be soap?
And so again, the same parameters, the question there, the same parameters are going to apply, which is, if something necessary, so use it as much as necessary. If it's about enjoying yourself, you won't do it. This is basically what it's about. So again, you're doing the minimal amount to get away with taking off whatever irritation or discomfort that you have and getting out. That's what it is. And if Shabbos, otherwise. Okay, now, one more point. Has brought him in Hagim, Ma'arat Pirino, who says, Ein mistaprin miyudzayim betamuz adachat Tishabah. So this is the other halacha which we were missing up until here, which is in the Rishonim, which is no haircuts in the 3 weeks. That comes from the Hagim of Ma'arat Pirino. This is to my best of my knowledge. I cannot find it in Ma'aril. This is Ma'arat Pirino, Bilvat. Again, this is one of the Sifrei Minhagim of Rishonim that has this last thing. So, up until this point, we dealt with what's in the Mishnah, what's in the Gemara, and what is in Rishonim. Right? Now, we're going to move on. Now, I'm going to point out what Dr. Weingarten pointed out earlier, or what actually Dr. Ellenberg pointed out. I just confused it to Dr. Weingarten. Which is, that if you look in the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch, whatever is in the Mishnah and the Gemara is brought there, but what's in these Sifrei Minhagim is not brought there, and again, the reason is not because it's not serious, it's just because, as we saw, the Makaritis, all of these, is in Mordechai, Maril, Agoy Soshri, Minhagim, all of these are Chachmei Ashkenaz, and therefore they didn't bring it to B'nai Sforad, not they, he. So Shulchan Aruch brings the Minhagim of B'nai Sforad, the replacement of B'nai Sforad, and therefore it's not in there in Shulchan Aruch, which does not make it less important. And as we'll see, the Ramah brings all of it because that's what he always does. He brings both the place to Ashkenaz, always said. And again, this is not Yechidim, this is widespread Menhagim, which are brought across the board in all the Ashkenazis and Meiskim. However, we still made the clear distinction between Mishnah and Gemara, and you want to show them, and later if we get to it tonight, we may see some things, I doubt it, which are past the Yishayim and later further down, which have also become widespread, but are Menhagim and Achreinim, and it's good to know what's from where. So let's go to the Shulchan Aruch. And Shulchan Aruch starts off with what it says in the Mishnah. Mishnah Nishnas Ov, and Matim is in the Shulchan Aruch, by the way, in Tovkuf and Aleph, this is Sif Aleph, and basically, unless stated otherwise, Shulchan Aruch, whatever we're going to quote tonight, is Tovkuf and Aleph. This is the Sif Aleph. Mishnah Nishnas Ov and Matim, the Simcha comes from that Mishnah. And at the time, I mentioned what the Meiri says, Pshat, in that Mishnah, where he says, you can have all kinds of parties, but you need to make them less happy than they usually would be, minimize the celebration, the joy that would be the norm at these kind of celebrations. But the Magen Avraham brings the Tosfos. Magen Avraham brings the Tosfos in Megillah Daf Hamed Beis, which says, Mematin Ritzoino Loimah. What's the title of Mematin? Shelo Yiyu Sofin Klal. There should be no rejoicing or celebration at all. That's what Mematin is going to mean. No Simcha. Nothing. Now, the Achreinim bring this Magen Avraham B'Shem HaTosfos. However, you look in the Prima Godin, you look at the Machta Shekel, they're mispale on this Magen Avraham. Now, I give you mispale on Magen Avraham, and he brings the Tosfos, not his fault. Tosfos is Tosfos. The thing is, it's a massive chiddush. Why he's bringing this Tosfos, and how he's interpreting the Tosfos. Why? Tosfos is not talking about Tosfos. Tosfos is talking about Tanesim that they had for Gishonim. When there was a lack of rain, there were Tanesim they would make when there was a lack of rain. And over there it says Takim Amatim Asimcha. But the next words in Tosfos, right after he says, it's saying the Lema, Shlo Yehu Sosim Klal, next words of Tosfos, V'chamirim et Tisha B'Av. These Tanesim are more chamer than Tisha B'Av. So, in other words, he gives us sharp, extreme halachas about a tiny kshomer. He tells you it's worse than Tisha B'Av, and that comes to Magen Avraham, and he makes the tushtel of that tesis not only to Tisha B'Av, but to the 9 days before Tisha B'Av, but to the Pshatah. So the Master Shekel and the Prima Gov, like I said, those are the standard, classic, the Farshim on the Magen Avraham. And they ask this kasha, and yet, they still say, that despite the fact that L'chayr is a Pella, where the Magen Avraham is coming from and how he makes this two-stalter of faces to him. However, they still say that it doesn't have a shot. Why? Because Tosfos has a chacha. Tosfos has a reason why they say there should be no simcha. Why is that? Because Tosfos' taina is that you can't say that Amatim means that you do less but you're still happy some, because in that case it should have said what's called memat. In other words, the fact that it doesn't tell you how much means nothing. It means there's none. If there was some, it should have told you what some is. If it doesn't tell you what some is, it means there's none. And there's a Tosfos. Again, what's Tosfos saying? Tosfos saying, if memat and besimcha would mean there's a certain shear, how much simcha, so tell me what the shear is. From the very fact that it doesn't tell you a share, it means there's no share. You know why there's no share? Because it's non. Let's take the basis. Okay, that's a good question. They want to say, in a Hanami, it's not a Tushtel. Two Tisha B'Av, Mitzad. They're not the same. That's not the here also. So this is not the distinction. Both are some. But this lotion has to be something that has to be clearly defined, unless it means that it's long. So if it's long, this is the way these Achreinim are saying pshat in the Magen Avraham, and that's why he says who I didn't count. But I'll point out again that the Meiri, which we earlier saw, Meiri says the Tainus over there that the Inyan is to be memayit, memayit in the Simcha, He has to be ma'ik with him the simcha, right? This means the ma'ik the simcha sachope, etc. And by the way, me'iri kedarkoi, which tells us a little bit more about what the me'iri is saying and how he approaches this, is he says the hemshich to the fact that he says that you're ma'ik in the simcha that there is, he's matzit he's basa. He says simcha sachilo b'loy basa leke, avachilas basa b'loy simcha leke. Which means, if you want to have a full simcha zachila, you can't have it without bosa. You have bosa, doesn't mean that you have a simcha. So, you know, in other words, he has a different approach to the whole thing. With the loy, ke magin avron, b'das ha-taisis, and if you look into the Shaar HaTzion of the Chofetz Chaim, he proves from a different taisis, in Yevomis, where taisis there says, yesh meforshim, demato umato, which is a problem, nami ayri bishal simcha, kegoyim, tzorchei chopa, that's what the problem would be, to do tzorchei chopa in the 9 days. Einir, the loy osa elo suda atzmo. The only thing that's also to do is suda, a suda you can't do, but to buy tzorchei chopa you could buy, v'nir de ribuy masu matin ka osa, shi matu yoysim bishal yomen, so you might more than other days. Again, the approach of Taisa seems to be that it's not an absolute, that it's a certain amount of miut. This follows more, I think, what we saw in the Me'iri. And that, again, the pastus even of the Taisus in Megillah would be to follow this, Lagabe Chodesh Av, to say there's a certain amount of miut in Simcha. And here, I want to make a point, which was not Kedarki to make this point, but I do want to make the point, which comes from Friedrich Tzadikim, the Kuti Mariach, who brings it for us a lot of different menhagim, and it brings a shtickle from the Koshin Tamagit, Avodas Yisrael, Koshin Tamagit, who speaks of the fact that at least Avodas Hashem, the Chodesh Av, should absolutely be the Simcha. And he says, that this is an Avodas Yisrael Pashas Masei, and was brought in the Kuti Mariach over here on the Shulchan Aruch, Hagam Shazman Gromoli is Osev, the Nenach al Churban Beis Hashem, im kol ze yesh lechazik es atzmai, u es taher levovoi, velavoi da Hashem, ve toiru o tfilo besimcho, befrat, b'shas amidah shiris es shishbochois, and he brings a moshel there, of a melech boss of a dom, who has all kinds of musicians, and when the king is happy, he says, he doesn't need all you big musicians. He's happy anyway. He says, Dafke, if the king for some reason is sad, so then, that's when he really needs the musicians to play music, he says. The Nim Shalit, Kavi Yochel, he says. The Bein Shalom has plenty of Malachim bringing Simcha at all times. But when the Beis HaMikdash is Chorif, and when it's the time of the Avelis of the Beis HaMikdash is Chorif, Yesh Etzev V'Boti B'Royi, he says, meaning even around the Bein Shalom himself, is Etzev, and this is the time, he says, that Emesi Yesh HaMayim has to take off his own Atzvus, Uli Sameach Kvoid HaMelech. Within the time of sadness. He brings a shtickle over here, so from a male from Lezhensk, who is his Rebbe, who says, Kol Reit Feho, he see Guha Bein HaMetzorim, and he says, Reit Feho is a Reit Feko. Want to run after the Bein Shalom, the time that you can get close to the Bein Shalom is Bein HaMetzorim. And for the same reason, he says, the Bein Shalom, when he's inside his house, who are you? Not everybody can knock on the door and get him to come inside. But the Bein Shalom Kaviyachol is in Golos in these few weeks. And if you push in at that time, it's the easier time to push in. The Bein Shalom is listening. Lochina Rishus Mesuna Lechol Odom Les Kari Vemalke Shal Oilom Hu Oine Aleihem. The Bein Shalom is answering, he's available. Push yourself in. The Bein Shalom is more. The Simcha of Avodas Hashem in the 3 weeks is more important, he says, than the Simcha of Avodas Hashem at other times, because Kaviyochol is the time when you're supposed to be speaking Divrei Chizuk Kaviyochol to the Bein Shem himself. The Kuti Mariach brings the Chozer Melublin, who said B'Shem Rabbi of Shmuel of Nikolsburg, is obviously the brother of the Haflor, who also brings the Marshal, who says, a king who was captured, and he came to rest by one of his friends, while he was Bashivya, and he He's crying his head off. He sees the king is such a matzah. Him calls that somach ki amelech mesachsen etzloi. Adim shel moven, that when you're doing avodas Hashem, the nation is in golus, but he's in golus by you. You have him. So when you have him, yeah, you should be sad, but at the same time, you're happy that while you're serving the Rebbeinu Shem, you have him with you, and therefore the simcha b'avodas Hashem in the 3 weeks should not be nifgam in any way. So again, we saw the Rishonim, a number of Rishonim, who seem to say that ma'atim b'simcha is taichma, ma'atim b'simcha, we don't erase it. Then Morgan Avraham was chatting to us that you take on all simcha. But it's important for Chomikah to remember that at least Teiru Tfilo Avedis Hashem should be done the Simcha Maleo Ma'oid Mamish, and maybe this will play into some other halachas which we'll have later in the Gabi Shabbos. Now, until when should you be Mamayt the Simcha? It says, Nisha Nichnas Ov, Mamayatim the Simcha. Now, Chayyur would say that Chayyush Ov is a time not to have any Simcha at all in Chayyush Ov. The Mechaber says, however, Meish Chodesh Ad HaTainis Mematim B'masum Maton B'binyon Shal Simcha. This is in Sif Beis. Sif Beis. Sif Aleph he just says, Meshim Chazov B'matim B'simcha. Sif Beis he says, Meish Chodesh Ad HaTainis B'matim B'masum Maton B'binyon Shal Simcha. Mashmoy says, that the whole discussion of Hamotas Simcha only applies until after the Tainis. Korban Nathanael in Tainis says that the Pshitas Einu noyeg elo ad acha tishabov, only until after tishabov, and he brings the Zayat Kodesh. The Kodesh is not all. He brings the Zayat Kodesh. Zoh Shein HaZoya. Pashas Yisroi. Esov notol berozo dilei tren yarchim. Talmud Ov. Esov took, in his shaykhis, in his, you know, he took two months, he took. Talmud Ov. Vafilu Ov. Tisha yoymen inun dilei velo yatir. 9 days are his, and that's more. And then he goes lost and he's no longer found. Right? He brings. That's what he ends off saying. Which means, any inyonim of Avelos, he says, only go until after Tisha, one of these are to go in the sound. That's the Minik of Klausel. The Kapachayim actually says, Kapachayim brings, if you've got Malif, that it's referring to from Rosh Chodesh until Asora boy va'ad bechlal, the first 10 days of all these out. He brings that from the Sefer Nechmod Lamaya. He brings also from the Sefer Yofel Alev. Misha nizibaze, sheloy l'smoyach, ba'aseres yom em elu, yizkel ha'aseres tevorim, she'osid ha'kodesh boruch hu l'chadesh lo'osid lovoy, like he says in the Medrash Rava and Seder Boy. So, he brings a bunch of Sfaradish HaPreskim, who say that it should go through Yud Av, the Ashkenazim Shepreskin that we saw, say it goes until after Tisha B'Av, but he says it goes until after Yud Av, the Ashkenazim I don't find that said to continue this until Yud, so far. But Lamayit betluk to Adif, and I think that, of course, there are certain halachas, Ilchus Evil, which we have at Tulchat Tzoyis on Yud Av, and so for that, L'chayre, well, say Mitzvah Sayyim Kekula, and you can be Yoter having Avelos into Yud Av, and maybe that's good enough, even for what these fathers of Pesachim are saying, whatever amount of Avelos, well, this year, obviously, it's the entire Yud Av. But even on a regular year, until Chatzis of Yud Av, there's certain Hulkas Avelos that still apply, but before L'chayre, that should be enough to be Yoter according to those.
Besides from this year, the night after Tisha B'Av,
Especially Acha Tuba Av, after 15th day of Av. Mayhoi Yom Tevim Yisrael to Tuba Av, Asya Yom Tev, Asya that's a Yom Tev, and it stops all of the Avelis, he says, V'nosu Yogim V'anocha, V'sosim V'simcha Yafigu. And further there he says, Shem Yom Tisha Bo V'eloch, Maschil Choydish Acha. A different month starts, he says, from after Tisha Bo, V'anachnu Koyim Loi Choydish Menachem. So we often we'll say Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av. Right? So it's a compound word. But he says Menachem Av, we call it until Tisha B'Av. From after Tisha B'Av, it's just called Chodesh Menachem. There's no Av there. Right? It's a different month altogether. A new month starts from after Tisha B'Av. So that's a pretty sharp opinion there. And he holds that from after Tisha B'Av and on, there's no Inyan of Avelus anymore. The Menachem Salozor, however, brings in his Chumas, Chelik Gimel, he writes that G'dayli Oilam made Chatzanus only after Shabbos Nachmu, he says. In the Historius Tshuva, Shimon Sofer, son of the Ksav Sofer, he says that Chatzanus that we make from Tuba of and on have a good Mazel, Mitzad Milui Halavana, which means from two Baals, definitely everybody holds. Two Baals, everybody holds. We saw in the Sam Sefer, I've seen the Sefer Shuvah, two Baals definitely becomes something that has a good mazel. But according to the we saw that even Shalas Nachemu, even though it's before two Baals, it also is mastic to bad mazel. But in any case, it seems clear that the Avelus is over from Tisha B'Av. Mitzad in Yomim Mazel, we see that there are some tzaddikim who would wait until two Baal, Mitzad in Yomim Mazel. Now this is good that we earlier made the distinction between the halachas in the Mishnah and the Braisa, which come from Avelus, and the halacha of the Gemara in Tainus, which speaks about Yisroel, who has a din b'hadin nochri, rei amazle, and he should push it off. The separate halacha is a different approach. It's not the same inyan. Right? So the Roya HaMazel, you see that the handling, yeah, two balls, not two balls, whatever it is, everybody holds that from two balls, it's zichah over, right? So far from what we saw. But as far as Avelus is concerned, which is a separate halacha, we seem to see pretty clearly from after Tisha B'Av, there's no Inyan of any kind of Avelus of Chodesh Av. The Isra Mazle, others will hold two balls, others will even Shabbos Nachmu is enough, but we're going to see a little bit more over here, which is Harei. What we just realized is that there's a din of the Gemara which has to do with Isra Mazle, which is brought in Shulchan Aruch. What's that halacha? It's not about Chasanus or about the Yonim Mashomayim, not about the Zoya HaKadosh. It's halacha in Shulchan Aruch to avoid having any kind of court cases with a goy in Chodesh Av. So what's that apply to? Bar Yisrael is the Sefer Shulchan Aruch. Bar Yisrael, this like Dina Ba'ad Enoch, Vishtam et Minei, Rei Amazin, Dina the Gemara. Now the Morgan Avram brings the Bein Yeruchem on that, who says that that applies until Yish Chodesh Elul. He says it's going all month long. And that's what the Oich HaShulchan Paskin as well. You should keep on drehing the Chodesh on the Goy until Yish Chodesh Elul. In other words, he's taking the entire Chodesh Av into the Rei Amazin. This is the Ben Yeruchim, and Ogun Avram brings it, and he passed it on as well, as mentioned. Mishnah Berurah brings it, but then he fears, no, I'll call upon him about Achat Tisha B'Av. At least, you should avoid him after Tisha B'Av, and in the Shara Tzion, he says, what's the Makar? He says, look in the Korban Nisal. The Korban Nisal says, it's over from Tisha B'Av already. Anyway, that Shikul Zerak, all the Korban Nisal brings, who says that the Chodesh Av belongs to Esau only the first 9 days, and after the first 9 days, the Chodesh Av no longer belongs to Esau, and therefore came from Mekelzain. Ben Ishchai, Parshas Devarim, says this whole thing only applies until after Yud Av, again, which we talked about with his father, Shapoyskim, that it goes until Yud Av, but again, not past Yud Av. Chayodim says, Akapon until after Tisha B'Av, and the Kaf HaChaim says, if you have a difficulty, you can be Seimach on all of these Poyskim who say that this whole halacha of Rei Mazle and to drei the chayis from a goy, and gabi lawsuits, it's good enough to avoid them until after Tisha B'Av, or at least until after Yud Av, whatever it is, as far as you can go, it'll be good enough. He brings the yofel alev to be mishtamet until after Tuba Av, and after that he says Mazel Tov Yisrael. So again, what we're finding over here is Azay. The gabi avelus, it's over Tisha B'Av, at most Yud Av. Maybe part of Yud Av. And Gabi Mazel, so we find the vast majority are saying that Tisha B'Av the bad mazel is over. We have Rabbein Yeruchim. He says there goes the whole Chodesh Elul, and therefore, somebody can easily follow Rabbein Yeruchim, he's on Teretz. But it seems otherwise that Tisha B'Av, according to most Pesachim, once that's over, the bad mazel is over. The worst case, we find two B'Av. Two B'Av, we find, oh, we don't want to make chasmas until after two B'Av. We find this Yoffa the Leif brought by the Kaf HaChaim, who says, wait even with court cases until after two B'Av is possible. But again, the Lechatchila Dike, then, at least the Dieva Dike, then, is that we can also be saying that Tisha B'Av, it's over. So we'll accept that. Now, when does the bad mazel start? So now, obviously, we're not looking to make this worse. We're looking to make it as low as could be. But the lashon is mishenichnas ov emaatim besimcha. Mishenichnas ov emaatim besimcha. Now, if we compare and contrast, we're going to find an interesting thing. But see, if ours, which is speaking about Mir's Besimcha, it says Misha Nichnas Ov, Amalekim Besimcha, and that's where it says Bar Yisrael, etc. They the choice of the Goy, because they are Maslow. And see, Beis, for example, which is contrasted, where it speaks about the Aloch of the Mir's Besimcha, Misuah, and Sudas, it says, Meirosh Choydesh Va'ad Atayres, Yishim Yimayeti Sen. The Prima Godim is Medayik, the difference in the Lashon. He says, why is it that the first Seif, which speaks about Mir's Besimcha and Reya Mazel, says Yishenich Mazel? And it's his base that says Mir's Chayitz. What's the difference? He says, so if you God him, that from the Moivod of Ov is called Yishenich Mazel. And therefore he says, one should avoid things that have to do with Reya Mazel from the Moivod of Ov. L'shtamit is ready from the Moivod of Ov, and the Kafachayim, the Kotnei, brings them this Prima Godim La'alocha, that me, Shemich, that's going to be from the Moil Dolov, Hashem came, the Halachas of Avelus, start only from the Shemich. Now, one of the Halachas that's brought in the Yishayim, and it's brought Michlola actually, and we'll start it,
maybe she'll do this. You're right for 3 weeks. You only have the one Halacha when you start there. You know, everything is being discussed from the Shemich. So, how did you spread back to Shimon's and the Talmud? I mean, how? Because the reason was they were fighting in Yerushalayim for 3 weeks because it looked for a year? Or, yeah. How does it come to the whole India 3 weeks? Or Shemich?
So, whatever there is, which again, you're right, Medina the Gemara, we didn't find any halachas in the 3 weeks at all. That's the truth. The only thing that it ever says about the 3 weeks in the Yerushalayim, and it also is brought in the Yishayim that is a minig, which obviously did not spread, to not eat fleishik, so have wine either in the 3 weeks. So that's also brought in the Yishayim. We're going to see Taka, although Allah has not that many Allah has Taka in 3 weeks, but we'll Taka see more, and as we go along, we'll do some more before Mayur, and then the Meshach.